Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
Welcome the newest player in Eastern Kentucky's Silicon Holler, Mountain Tech Media. WMMT reporter Mimi Pickering has the story.
That was John Haywood and Kevin Howard playing an old-time tune as a crowd gathered in the Apple Shop Gallery on March 14th for the launch of a new venture, Mountain Tech Media. Apple Shop, WMMT's parent organization, has served as an incubator to help this startup firm get off the ground, and this was the public announcement. The company plans to fill a need in the region for media and technology services that can help build a high-tech industry in central Appalachia. CEO and co-founder Jeremy McQueen described the company's goals.
MTM is a mission-driven, diversified technology and media services company. We offer multimedia production, both audio and video, web design, social media management, and advertising services, graphic design, photography, screen printing, and network solutions. Quite simply, our mission is to help organizations and businesses reach new peaks.
Jeff Marietta is the other co-founder and one of the principal investors in Mountain Tech Media. While teaching at a Navajo reservation, he met his future wife, Sky Brosey, who is from Kentucky. What they learned in Navajo country eventually led them to Kentucky and Mountain Tech Media.
When we were there, I could see that education was necessary, but not sufficient. My students needed not only a high-quality education, but they needed access to good-paying, living-wage, sustainable jobs. So, went off to Harvard, got my MBA, to try to figure out how rural communities can do both. How can we provide high-quality education and access to opportunities that make that education meaningful? After Harvard, went on to found Giant Otter Technologies, and that's where this whole gathering sort of gets started. Giant Otter Technologies is a software firm. We made simulations, video games with artificial intelligence. A part of the software development process involves tagging and annotating data. It's a requirement that takes a lot of English fluency, a lot of expertise, a lot of intelligence and teamwork. And we were formerly working overseas. We had offshored that work, and we're having a lot of problems just with the fluency aspects of that job.
A conversation with Ada Smith, Apple Shop Development Director, convinced Marietta to try to do that process in Whitesburg.
And I thought, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do it. So we did a pilot project. We hired four young people, all who had worked with Apple Shop, either or intern at Apple Shop, committed to staying in Eastern Kentucky with a passion for technology. They worked their butts off, and they did a tremendous job. It was a success. So the question was not what's wrong with Eastern Kentucky, but what's right with the people here. They're smart, they're hardworking, and they're dedicated to staying in the region. So we wanted to make something work.
Ada Smith says, given Apple Shop's long history as a media production and training center, it was a logical next step to invest in this business.
I think Apple Shop got interested and excited about the prospect of Mountain Tech Media because it really was just completing the pipeline of Apple Shop's beginnings, right? That as Apple Shop formed through workforce development and continues to provide a lot of training and education, I think it was very natural that Apple Shop wanted to make sure that those folks who were trained actually had a job prospect at the end. And so there are employment opportunities in the region, but we wanted to really invest in a tech company that could provide new opportunities for the young people we've been training for the last 40-some years.
Well, Mountain Tech Media is a for-profit business. CEO McQueen told the launch party crowd that it was set up as a social enterprise, a company that uses commercial strategies to maximize improvements in human and environmental well-being, as well as profits.
Internally, MTM is governed as a creative cooperative that encourages its talented professionals to own the company they are helping build. This model not only allows MTM to provide the very best that our industry has to offer, but it also gives us the privilege of being part of a social enterprise in a transitioning economy.
Ada Smith believes that creating more social enterprises will benefit the region and called on organizations of all kinds to support innovative projects with the potential to grow jobs.
Nonprofits shouldn't just sit around and wait for others to help get businesses going. They need to be a key part of our new economy. We're really excited and think there's a lot of possibility for technology and media in this region.
This is Mimi Pickering reporting for WMMT.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.